Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we get started on today's show, I want to make an announcement. We had such a positive response to the sleep and pulse electromagnetic field device show that we did over a week ago that so many people ended up ordering the unit that, first of all, I want to put out an all-points bulletin that anybody who ordered an Earth Pulse unit, once you start using it, I want to hear from you. I want you to call the Superhuman Radio hotline at 206-222-2218 and tell me about your personal experience. Nothing will be edited. We'll use it on the air. Also, Paul Becker was kind enough to extend the $100 off coupon that he made that day on the show through the end of the month. So if you have not taken advantage of the $100 off Earth Pulse electromagnetic field device and you're interested in trying it, he offers a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. You can use the coupon SHRLIVE, L-I-V-E, all one word, when you go to earthpulsetechnologies.com. You know, every day our bodies are bombarded by agents that really shouldn't be coming in contact with us, but they are. And some of these agents have profound neurological effects. And today my guest, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, we're going to be exploring the world of organophosphates. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
I'm doing very good, Carl. Thanks for having me again. Sure. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, no, and you bring good information. That's important. You do more for me than I do for you, trust me. Anyway, okay, so, you know, organophosphates, first of all, for those people who've never heard the term before, because back in the 70s, phosphates was a big thing, right, because of the getting loose into the environment through detergents. But what is an organophosphate?
It's basically a form of phosphoric acid. That right there is pretty scary in itself, right? Phosphoric acid comes in many different shapes, sizes, and forms, and they have many uses in many industries. What they are basically are, again, it's a phosphoric acid backbone with all these different side groups, and those different side groups can allow them to be solvents, can allow them to be used in plastics, pesticides, nerve gases, and now the newest industry that's using these types of phosphoric acids are your car industry, the automobile industry with lubricating oils and hydraulic fluids, which is just another way it's leaking into our environment, basically. So they have a wide range of uses, and what's amazing about this is that the detrimental effect on our nervous system has been known for many, many, many years, and our government, the FDA specifically, allows these very dangerous, toxic molecules to remain in many industries and in our environment, and it's really makes me angry because, you know, the FDA so often allows or goes against our food industry. I mean, look what happened to Cheerios, and you mentioned before the tart cherry growers and stuff. I mean, they go against stuff like that, but then they allow known toxic nerve agents to remain in our environment, and it drives me crazy.
Well, you know, first of all, it's important that people understand how dangerous organophosphates are. One that may ring a bell with the listeners is sarin gas. Sarin gas has been used in terroristic approaches abroad and threats in the United States. I remember there was a sarin gas release in the subways of Japan, I want to say,
point
in time.
Yeah, that was one of the big ones. And sarin gas is one of your classic organophosphates. What these all do, it doesn't matter whether it's a nerve gas like sarin or whether it's used in a plastic or whether it's used as a preservative, believe it or not, or as a pesticide. It doesn't matter. All of these organophosphates, they do one thing. They block an enzyme called acetylcholinesterase.
Right.
That's an important enzyme in the nervous system. What it does is it controls, that enzyme is supposed to control how much acetylcholine is in your system, which is an important neurotransmitter. Well, when you block acetylcholinesterase, which is what all organophosphates do, they're toxic. They're all of them are nerve agents. Okay, it doesn't matter whether it's serine or not. They're all nerve agents. They block that enzyme, which allows acetylcholine to build up in your system, and then that has tremendous neurological effects. Anywhere from, you know, little things like choking and you salivate a lot to swallowing problems, all the way to ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
And this has been something that a good friend of mine and a listener to the show, Carmela Cesaro, up in Canada, recently posted and made me aware of, and that is the pesticides and the linkage to ADHD.
Yeah, and we know that when you have too much acetylcholine in your system, when you block that acetylcholinesterase, you're revving up a part of the nervous system called the parasympathetic system. It's the cholinergic system. It's the system that kind of slows us down, kind of calms us down. But when you have too much of that, you get all of these depressive type symptoms. And in order, when these kids' brains are trying to develop and they're trying to overcome all of this depressive type symptoms that they're developing from the organophosphates, their brains almost in a sense try to overcome it too much, and they end up developing a lot of behavioral problems, including attention deficit, including hyperactivity. Even antisocial behavior has been linked to organophosphates, and it's almost like their brain is trying to compensate for all this acetylcholine floating around. And it does so, and it just becomes disrupted. Their normal nervous system becomes disrupted.
Now the blocking of acetylcholine esterase, the way it was explained to me many years ago is that acetylcholine esterase we all learned in biology class that you touch something, but only one message from one nerve theoretically gets to your brain, and the rest of those messages are shunted, if you will. And acetylcholine esterase is responsible for the shunting of nerve transmissions at the synapse so that your body doesn't become overwhelmed with stimulation. People who are subjected to sarin gas, their body becomes overwhelmed. All the nerves begin to fire in a crazy fashion. Heart rates change and brains malfunction and they just die. People just become, it's like an overwhelming of the nervous system. So,
exactly.
So acetylcholine esterase is critical for proper neurological function. And even a small impediment and acetylcholine esterase can cause profound biological malfunctions in the body.
Yeah, what you have to understand, you know, the nervous system, we all know how fast the nervous system works, right? You know, when one nerve talks to another, it's literally as fast as light. I mean, it's electricity for all intents and purposes. And the way these nerves communicate, the way that electrical impulse is carried down nerves, let's say from your finger up to your brain or from your brain to one of your muscles, the signal is propagated. It's carried with these neurotransmitters. One cell releases the neurotransmitters to the next cell, which accepts those neurotransmitters and then passes that signal along. Acetylcholine is the neurotransmitter for the parasympathetic system, for the cholinergic system, the system that runs your gut, your digestive system, that runs a lot of areas in the brain and stuff for motor movement, for thought process, for behavior. And so if you don't control how much or how the level of neurotransmitters, in a sense, you're overstimulating those nerves. They're firing constantly now. The body makes sure that doesn't happen with these enzymes like acetylcholinesterase. That enzyme's, its primary job is to get rid of excess neurotransmitter. So you're not overwhelming the system. It's like a short circuit board that's now just, popping and flames are starting to come out of it. That's essentially
right.
What happens to your nerves.
Right.
So acetylcholinesterase controls that. Well, guess what? Organophosphates, which it's not just sarin. I mean, I know people are going to associate, that's just a nerve.
Yeah, I don't come in contact with sarin, but we're talking about all organophosphates, including the ones that they spray on your fruits.
All of them are nerve agents. They all block acetylcholinesterase, which is why we're now showing an association between organophosphates and a lot of nervous system disorders, especially in kids with ADHD. You know, maybe there's even a link with autism here. I know a lot of people believe in the heavy metal link between, like, mercury exposure to autism. And I understand that there may be an association, but we're forgetting about organophosphates. Organophosphates are much more in our environment than heavy metals are.
You know,
this is much more of an issue.
We have to take a quick commercial break, but before we go into this break, I want to mention something. That I used to be a profound believer in the magic bullet theory, that if we could find one thing. But I really believe that there is a gestalt effect taking over. I really believe that we here in the United States, and maybe even in other countries, have created the perfect storm for chronic disease. And you're right. The linkage to heavy metals and autism, there's also some indication that possible RF from cellular telephones causes a decreased number of mirror neurons yes. in the fetal brain. There's a lot of things going on here, but clearly, we don't need to be ingesting something that is a known neurotoxin. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the FDA and its divine wisdom. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah! The ladies are going to love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind everybody, orbitnutrition.com is running a special for my listeners, exclusively for Superhuman Radio listeners. Use the coupon code SHR10, that's SHR10, at checkout and get an additional 10% off. They're already low prices. Check out orbitnutrition.com if you're getting low on supplements. visit the site. They're a sponsor of the show, and Mitch Barham over there does a fantastic job making his customers happy, so check him out. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith, and right now we're talking about organophosphates.
You know what, can I mention something else?
Yes,
please. About this? You know, we did a show, was it a couple weeks ago? We've done so many shows recently, I can't remember.
Right.
On the connection between the heart and the gut.
Yes. Ramsdell syndrome,
or what we just call RS.
Right.
And, I'm very interested in the effects of organophosphates, obviously on nerves, but think about this. There are increasingly amount of people coming into doctors' offices with complaints of different types of arrhythmias, weird, I guess what you would say, chest pain,
sensations, fluttering in the chest. I've heard
fluttering.
A lot about this, right?
Yeah, and there's this, it's amazing. I mean, even here at work, at Life Extension, people come to me all the time, you know, Dr. Smith, I get this fluttering and stuff. You know, think of it this way. Organophosphates are all over the place. We're going to talk about how it's in our produce, even maybe organic produce. Okay, I know that's right there. That's making people go, what do you mean? That can't be. But there's some evidence that it's actually getting on organic produce. Well, organophosphates attack the nerve. Well, one of the nerves that is very susceptible to organophosphates is the vagus nerve.
Right.
Because it runs on acetylcholine.
But also, that's right. But also, for some reason, the vagus nerve seems to be very susceptible to lots of toxins, including mercury, where the first signs that show up are the vagus nerve damage.
Absolutely. So the vagus nerve, which really relies on acetylcholine and acetylcholinesterase to do its functions, here you got organophosphates, maybe on our produce, even organic produce, where you're allowing that disruption of the normal amount of acetylcholine, so the vagus nerve becomes overly stimulated. That results in a lot of these types of symptoms that are coming in. Many of these things, where doctors try to find, you know, a one cause and effect thing, you know, I think you're right. Our environment is so dirty. It's so full of these toxins, specifically organophosphates. I'm actually looking into the link between these dangerous molecules, and not just the effect on the nerve, but the effect on the heart and the vessels themselves.
Because, you know, and this is what it comes back to. People look to government agencies, and I almost feel that government agencies are put in a terrible position. Let's forget about the possibility that some government agencies or some individuals at government agencies may be unscrupulous or even corrupt. Let's forget that. But I think that we look to these government agencies for solutions. And the government agency is in the middle. You've got industry on one side and you've got the consumer on the other side. And the government agency is being pushed by industry to approve things. And industry is supplying these government agencies with studies and research that they are procuring. And the government agencies don't have the brain power or the wherewithal to do the research themselves.
Right.
And this is where, and it's almost like, I mean, I to come up with an analogy quickly is a little difficult for me, but the way it makes me feel is that we're asking the FDA to rule on things that it doesn't have the intellectual knowledge and capacity to rule on.
Carl, they admitted in a letter last year that they didn't have the resources to do their basic job, which was to protect us from dangerous drugs.
Here's a perfect example. It is not, and I'm saying this is a blanket statement, it is not okay for you to consume any quantity of chemicals.
No, I mean,
our body was never designed to digest red dye number 4 and these types of organophosphates, but yet they're everywhere.
That's the problem. See, the FDA will say, okay, we can allow a certain amount of organophosphate, say, in our produce, okay? And I really want to get into that produce connection, because if you're a parent, a dad, a mom, and you have a child and you're worried about ADHD, you have to be aware of this study that just came out. I want to talk about that coming up. But the thing that's amazing about this, the FDA may say, okay, you can have X amount of organophosphate in the environment. Maybe this industry can use a little bit. Maybe the produce industry can use a little bit. The automobile industry can use a little bit. But when you add that all up,
right.
I mean, look at how often we're dealing with our cars. Look how often those lubricating oils and hydraulic fluids get into the sewage system, which leaks out into our water supply. I mean, when you add it up, I mean, if these things aren't in little amount. It's the analogy is really to that same story we talked about before with high fructose corn syrup. The corn association will tell you high fructose corn syrup is okay in moderation. But guess what?
You can't get it in moderation. Right? You can't get it. You can't control it. Right.
You can't. It is in every food, any preserved food. It's in there. Same thing with these types of toxic molecules. Yes, maybe it's okay for one industry to use a very little, maybe one part in a million or a billion or something. But when you add up hundreds of industries that are doing that, you're talking about 10, 50, 60 parts per billion in the environment,
right.
And that's where we're starting to see the detrimental effects. I mean, here's the thing. This is what scared me. Carl, I try my best to eat organic food as much as I can. It is a little more expensive. Sometimes it's not easy to find, but I really try my best to eat organic food.
Yeah, Bill Maher calls Whole Foods Whole Paycheck.
Right. No, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. It is. It's hard. So I try my best to do it. So here, when I'm buying organic produce, I think I'm doing a good job, right? Well, there are now investigations going out on several different grocery stores throughout the country where they're looking into these stores where they spray organophosphates on all their produce, whether it's the organic section or not. It doesn't matter. They're actually spraying these deadly toxin nerve agents on food that is supposed to be grown, raised, cultivated free from those things, so they can preserve it. That to me, there must be some legal thing we could do about it.
First of all, are they doing it because it's considered organic? Because organophosphates are organic? I mean, how the hell are they doing it? I don't understand.
I don't know. You have to look in. You know, each state, even each county, defines organic differently, you know?
Right,
organic actually, right. All organic means, this is all, and there's a difference between organic and natural. All organic means for most counties, okay, and you have to look into your own county, but what it means is that the cultivating, the growing, the raising of livestock is done without chemicals, okay?
Right.
That doesn't mean, though, from the time it leaves the farmer and gets to the grocery shelf, that the grocery store can't do something like organophosphates. Because the term organic refers to the growing, the cultivating, not the processing. That's where the word natural comes in. Natural refers to not doing anything to the packaging, the storing, the processing. So really, there's two words, organic and natural. And I think they get around it because to them, the growing already happened. The produce has already been picked. And it's been set to them. Now they can actually store it the way they want to store it and still call it organic.
And you know what really – I'm listening to this and I'm thinking about the semantics that are taking place. It's like people's lives are at stake. Forget about profits for a second. These companies are so focused on profitability and next quarter and all that stuff. People's lives are at stake. I don't care if there isn't substantial research done to prove that this is the case. People are not designed, you know, you know what? You can eat a little tiny bit of arsenic every single day and it won't kill you.
Right.
Now. It won't kill you now. It won't kill you today, but it will shorten your life and it will kill you eventually.
Right.
Just because, I mean, this is so frustrating to me because, and I know I'm getting text messages from people listening to the show. What can we eat? I'm so frustrated.
Yeah.
You know,
need to talk about that. We need to talk about what you can do to protect yourself. But let's go back to what you were just saying, Carl, okay? You mentioned how frustrated you are, how we allow even a little bit of these toxins to get in. The reason they're in, it's very simple. It's money.
Yeah, that's
organophosphates are cheap, they're very stable, and they're very versatile. So they're all over many different industries, and
right.
That's all it is. It comes down to money. There are better ways. If you have to preserve something, there are better ways to preserve. Here's another thing. I just found out doing this research for the show. Most, even though I want people, if you have to choose between canned and frozen fruits, I want people to choose frozen because canned fruits have more salts and more sugar than you could ever imagine.
Right.
I'm against canned, period.
Right.
We're not meant to eat something out of a can, let's be honest. But so then you might think, well, I can't always afford fresh, right? I can't always afford organic, so what's my next best choice? Okay, frozen. Turns out, guess how frozen fruits. I love to eat these little cut-up frozen mangoes that I get at one of my local stores
here. Yeah, in the plastic, in the freezer section, right. I know
guess what's lining the inside of that plastic bag? Organophosphates.
You mean they actually put them in there first before they put the fruit in?
Yes, actually, organophosphates are a great plasticizer. They make plastics more stable. So in that plastic bag, you have a lining of organophosphates. If you're a parent, and you're seeing signs of ADHD, antisocial behavior, thinking problem, mood problems in your child, don't think it's just the child. It could actually be these things called organophosphates. You really gotta listen to this one study.
What about water bottles? What about, I mean, I drink a gallon of water a day, there's organophosphates in plastic, aren't there?
Yeah, well, plasticizers, there's different definition of what a plasticizer is, but basically they stabilize plastics. Some people actually believe what they do is they keep the plastics from getting into the foods. Yeah, but if the organophosphates are being used to support the plastic, well, yeah, okay, maybe the plastic's not getting in, but guess what's getting in?
The organophosphates.
The organophosphates. And I actually believe when you look at the chemistry, when you study the biochemistry of organophosphates, they are far more dangerous simply because of how they act on that nervous system.
And when you look at the rise in diseases like Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis, you start to see, you start to think to yourself, wow, something's going on in our environment. This could be part of the linkage to that disease.
You know, we know at Life Extension, we firmly believe that the rise in chronic diseases, whether it's heart, nerve, even certain cancers, is directly related to our environment. Even when you think you're doing all the right things, eating those organic foods, we really don't know what we're getting in our system. So what I'd like to do, I don't know when the next break is.
We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we could talk about steps that people can take. How about that?
Yeah, I want to talk about how to test for organophosphates.
Okay.
And I also want to talk a little bit about that study that is now linking clearly organophosphates to ADHD.
Okay.
It's something that all parents must hear.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you don't have a subscription to LEF Magazine, you really are missing out. If you go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side, you will see two ways that you can subscribe. You get a free subscription to Life Extension Magazine by calling the toll-free number or clicking the link and entering your information in. The greatest magazine you can read. I read it every single month. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Natadrol is an extremely potent, natural, muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains four unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Science's Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit lgsciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power.
Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com. Today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Here's a thing. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, and we're talking about organophosphates. Disgusting. It's disgusting. It really is. We should be protected against these sorts of agents, and instead we're ingesting them in large quantities. Right. Okay, let's talk about the study that linked it to ADHD, because right. I think that maybe would really motivate people even more so.
Absolutely. This study was based on a cross-sectional data of about a little over 1,100 children from ages 8 to 15, and it all came from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. That's known as the NHANES, is I guess what some people refer to it as, from 2000 to 2004. And here's a direct quote from the author study, Dr. Bocard, and he says, "Each tenfold increase in urinary concentration of organophosphate metabolites was associated with a 55% to 72% increase in the odds of developing ADHD in these children." That's more than an association. That's a link. That is becoming risk factor level. So this is something that I think we need to get out there. I think if you have children, you need to get some of these urine tests done.
And it makes perfect sense, because remember, we're talking about inhibiting acetylcholine esterase, which is which puts the brakes on the nerves firing, and these children, they can't stand still. They're bouncing off the walls because their poor nervous system is in hyperdrive all the time.
And here's another thing. So you might be thinking, if you're a parent, you might be thinking to yourself, but wait a second, we live in a city. We're not farmers. We're not around these pesticides as much. Although the study did show a slight increase in some of those types of special groups, agricultural communities and stuff like that, ultimately the increased risk for ADHD was the same across the board, regardless of race of the children. Gender played no role. City versus agriculture communities, there was a slight increase in agriculture, but not that much, not statistically significant. So ultimately, this is all over the place. I mean, this is in our foods from when we grow it to when we eat the even organic produce in the stores. It's all over the place. If you have a child and you see some of these symptoms, start right off the bat. Get tested for these organophosphates.
Okay, let's talk about that. You said something about testing. How can you tell if there's organophosphates?
It has to be a urine test. The problem is this. Anytime, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, Carl, anytime there's a new key word out there in the health industry, you see these fly-by-night labs, fly-by-night companies pop up and offer testing, you know, whatever it may be. You know, their basic goal is to take your money, and within a year that company shuts down. And there are a few companies offering organophosphate test kits and stuff like that, but you have to be careful. What you want to do is look at these companies that offer the organophosphate testing, and you got to make sure that in the testing they check for six metabolites, okay? I don't think we would need to go into the metabolite names, but if you're interested in buying one of these kits, all you have to do is call them and ask them for the number of metabolites that they actually test for. If it's not the magic number 6, move on to the next kit. Because if you don't test all 6, you're not going to get a reliable reading in the urine. So you need to find a test company or a company that has these test kits that check all 6 metabolites. If you only test one of the metabolites, basically, it's not reliable. It might be normal, but your kid still has these symptoms because there are other metabolites of these organophosphates. Your body metabolizes organophosphates in basically 6 different ways, producing these 6 different metabolites, okay?
Right.
So you need to look at all 6 to get a better understanding of what your true level of organophosphate intoxication is. So make sure you look for one of those testing facilities, okay?
Okay. And it also should be mentioned, something was just handed to me. Organophosphates have been implicated in mad cow disease. That, in fact, mad cow disease is a result of an insecticide wipe that is wiped onto the spine of cows.
Yes, that's amazing they picked that up. One of the first known cases of organophosphate poisoning came with what we believe was mad cow and different types of encephalopathies.
Right.
Encephalopathy is basically, where the brain itself is being attacked. And we know that that's where these prion diseases, mad cow disease, comes from.
Yeah.
And there was a direct link. One of the first links that ever was made with organophosphate was with an encephalopathy linked to mad cow disease.
And in the United Kingdom, they're being very vocal about this. In the United Kingdom, they're saying that research has shown that BSE, bovine spongiform, encephalopathy.
The
and they're saying the human form, which is Crutchfield-Jacobs disease.
Crutchfield-Jacobs disease.
Are both linked to organophosphates.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Carl, we've known about the dangers of organophosphates for decades. It started with that drink for those alcoholics, the Ginger Jake drink that was meant to take care of alcoholism. They were drinking a naturally occurring organophosphate. We've known about the dangers of this for decades, yet our government decides to focus on companies like Cheerios.
Yeah, keep that. God forbid they should say you lower cholesterol.
Right.
You know why? But that's because the pharmaceutical industry won't allow anybody to eat into their profits. The government is being used as the heavy hand for the pharmaceutical industry in that area.
Of course. And it's just so frustrating because we are allowed – we're basically swimming saturated in heavy metals, organophosphates, even this topic of xenobiotics, which are just foreign chemicals, synthetic man-made chemicals that are just saturating our skins, our systems. It's no wonder people are depressed. It's no wonder we're seeing a rise – in antisocial behavior, ADHD, mood problems.
I'll tell you something else, and I think that, I'm really going to go out on a limb here, but the rate of divorce in this country, I've looked at cell phones as contributing to some of the almost manic approaches that people take to their divorces, and now I'm wondering if it's not the organophosphates. You know, there's a lot of adult onset of ADHD. It could be because these people have consumed so many organophosphates throughout their lives that at the end of their lives it's accumulated such neural damage.
Yeah, and remember, based on that study in the children with the ADHD, a lot of people have always thought the organophosphates were really affecting just the agriculture communities. This new study shows that that's not true. Although children and adults in agriculture communities have a little bit more in their urine, it wasn't statistically significant when compared to those living in cities. We're all ingesting these dangerous nerve toxins. It doesn't matter whether it's sarin or not. It's nerve toxins.
What can we do? We have about 6 minutes before the break. What can we do?
Well, I think the first thing that, what I did, and I'm not going to say the name of the store here in South Florida, I actually, when I was researching this and found out that some grocery stores were spraying organophosphates even on their organic produce. You know, a lot of big grocery stores now have organic sections. This store that I go to has an organic section. So when I found this out, I went to the managers and I asked them just outright, do you spray anything other than chilled water on the organic produce? And they assured me that they didn't. So I didn't really believe them. I actually went to that was like the night manager. I went to the store manager who actually showed me exactly what they spray on organic versus the non-organic produce.
Right, conventional.
The conventional. Right. And and this store documents what they did. So this is a good store. I'm happy with them. The organic only gets chilled water, but guess what the inorganic produce gets?
Right.
Organophosphates. They actually spray them. Organophosphates preserve, they're insecticides, and they give a glossy look to produce. So the apples look shiny.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah.
You know what you got to start doing? I'm sorry to say it. People are going to have to we need to revert to sustainable living styles anyway. We need to start growing our own produce.
At least, you know what? One of the other things, I was speaking with one of my colleagues here at Life Extension. We're going to start going to the farmer's market.
And you know what?
I've done from the producer.
I've done shows. I'm going to rerun a show. Next time I have to rerun a show, I'm going to rerun a show how to find local food sources. If you know your farmer and you know what he's doing, then you can feel comfortable buying the food. And I unfortunately, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona right now. There's not a lot of farmland out here.
Yeah.
But when I was back in Louisville, Kentucky, I bought my milk, I bought my vegetables, I bought my butter, I bought everything from local farms.
Right, and that's the best, and that's the best thing to do. And I would look, if you live in a city, besides getting that urine test, make sure that you do a urine test, looking at those six metabolites. But besides that, I think it is time to go right to the actual producer of it. Go to a good farmer's market. That's where we should buy our produce. Do not assume that the organic produce you're buying is truly organic by the time you get it in your hand. Because remember how they define organic. It's
grown,
about the growing.
Grown,
it's
grown
not about
organic.
What the store can do.
Right.
The store actually, based on your county, based on your state, can maybe do something to that produce to keep it fresh so they can keep it longer on the shelf to eventually sell it. You have to check into that. You simply have to ask it. You got to ask for documentation and don't give up. And if you're not satisfied, go to your local farmer's market. More and more cities are investing in large farmer markets. That's where I'm going to start going. And you know what? The farmer's market's a little bit cheaper, too, believe it or not, compared to the—
Yeah, because you got less people. You got less people in between.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Trader Joe's. I feel like I need to contact their corporate office and get a position on organophosphates. I wonder if they use any of that sort of stuff on their organics.
I would ask any store that you go to, don't assume that your organic is organic. I guess is the bottom line.
Well, but part of the problem is getting to the right person who actually has an answer. I remember one time asking the produce manager at a Louisville Kroger's if what percentage of the corn product they sold was GMO, and he didn't even know what GMO was.
Yeah,
that was scary.
And that's why when I was at my local grocery store, when I asked them, it was a night manager, when I asked him about organophosphates, he said no, but he gave me a look like I could tell he didn't understand what I was talking
about.
Yeah,
right.
So you could tell with your interactions. Take it to the next level.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some amazing new breakthrough research in the area of cancer prevention and curing. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LDA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy.
Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Get your free subscription to Life Extension Magazine at superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side, you can click the link or call the number. You should be reading Life Extension Magazine every month. Every month. Okay, so there's some new breakthroughs in the area of cancer prevention and cures, isn't there?
Yeah, and I just kind of want to give an introduction to this because, quite honestly, Carl, this topic deserves its own show. Okay.
Okay.
There's so much to talk about here, but you know, when it comes to cancer, a question that doctors we have always asked ourselves: why is it that in most people, our own immune system can fight off cancer cells, and we don't develop cancer? As you know, or maybe you don't know, every day we have some cancerous cells that develop in every organ probably.
Right.
And we have an immune system that targets them quite easily and takes care of it so we're not overwhelmed with that cancer. And the question always becomes then, what happens when someone has full-blown cancer? What's happened to that immune response? Why weren't they able to protect themselves, and why did it get so overblown? Well, research first started then focusing on the cancer cell itself. Research started looking at what is it that a cancer cell can do to avoid the immune system. Did you actually know that cancer cells have ways of faking out the immune system?
No, they're intelligent,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they are. They actually, you know, your immune system basically responds to foreign bacteria, viruses, and even cancer cells, we can consider them foreign, by proteins that stick out on their surface. Those proteins are called antigens.
Okay.
And your immune system responds to those and then elicits this immune response that kills that foreign cell, whether it's a virus or a cancer or whatever it is, okay? But what it turns out through all this study that they did over the, gosh, probably the past 20 or 30 years, a lot of it down at MD Anderson, what they figured out is cancer cells are actually able to, in a sense, make those antigens not recognizable by the immune system. So the immune system, after the cancer starts to grow, can no longer recognize that that's a cancer cell.
Oh.
and allows this cancer cell to grow. That's not even it there. The cancer cell itself is actually able to shut off the immune response. Immune cells have to be able to communicate. You know, you have a T cell or a B cell when it's trying to make antibodies. They have to communicate together. They have to orchestrate the response, the attack on that cancer cell. Well, cancer cells, not only do they kind of hide from the immune system, they actually can disrupt the communications. They actually can stop the B cell from talking to the T cell. They can stop the antibody production by essentially destroying communication. So from all of that research, finally, some really smart doctors, some doctors down here in South Florida, they work for the South Florida Bone Marrow Institute, which, by the way, Life Extension has funded a lot of their research on this. They simply asked the question, well, maybe now that we understand all of these crafty little things the cancer cells does, maybe we need now to focus research on the immune system and how we can avert counter attack, basically, or have a counter response to what the cancer cells are doing.
Uh-huh.
So over the past few years, they've been looking at how they can supercharge the immune system, how they can allow the immune system to now recognize that cancer cell again. Are there things they can do to make the immune cells see the cancer cells? So that right there, the cancer cells have lost one of their strategies. Then on the other hand, they ask themselves, can we help the immune cells communicate together? If the cancer cell can destroy the communication between white blood cells, which is so
critical,
important,
right,
so critical to the immune response, again, whether it's infection or cancer, doesn't matter. They have to talk to each other.
Right.
Cancer cells ruin that. So these researchers were like, is there a way we can kind of repair that communication, enhance even that communication? So through all this study, they have developed what are called now cancer vaccines. Now, you hear the word vaccine, and you think
you want to run. Yeah, you want to run for the hills.
Don't think of it that way. Don't think of it as prevention. Don't think of it as the nasty vaccines we use for flu and the this is different. What this is not really a vaccine. Instead, what it is a carrier molecule that mimics the way the cancer acts, but it does it in a more mild way, a slower way, so the immune system can get kind of used to that cancer.
It teaches. It's a teacher cell.
It teaches it. Yes. You know, your immune system does learn. Your immune system is also based upon challenge. Now, these vaccines aren't meant, again, to prevent. They're actually given they've been given to mice, for instance, with colon cancer and different types of cancers that have already developed. But what these vaccines do is they kind of they educate the immune system on how to counteract all of these crafty little strategies the cancer cells do. Well, in some of the early studies, they were actually able to cure 100% of the cancer in 100% of the mice.
Wow.
With these cancer vaccines, it goes back to that old thought that really the power of healing relies in the human body. So these researchers, I got to tell you, they really stepped out of the box and they said, if we believe that the healing, or we believe in the healing power of the human body that the good Lord gave all of us, if we believe in that, if we really do, why don't we focus the research on that aspect? Why don't we help our immune system become stronger and to respond better? And they are having tremendous results with these types of treatments, these cancer vaccines. And it's not just cancer vaccines. They're also researching ways to stimulate cells that are really good at killing cancer cells.
Right.
To actually make them super cells.
The first time I ever heard about this was about 5 years ago when I communicated with a physician who used to be a professor at one of the UCs. And then he fled the United States and moved to Germany because he was practicing a form of cancer treatment using dendritic cells. He would take dendrite cells out of a patient and then incubate them and turn them into super powerful dendrite cells, then re-inject them directly into the cancered area, whether it was a tumor or whatever.
But that's perfect. You know what those dendritic cells are? They're a class of cells called antigen-presenting cells. And remember back at the beginning of this, I had mentioned that all foreign cells, including cancer cells, you can kind of consider them foreign, right?
Right.
They all have these antigens sticking out on them. And the antigens is the primary way that the immune response recognizes something is wrong. That's not me. That's a weird cell. I need to kill that cell.
Right.
Well, the cancer cells do what? The cancer cells literally take away those antigens. They hide from the immune system.
They camouflage.
They camouflage themselves. Well, by supercharging these antigen-presenting cells, these dendritic cells, these macrophages and stuff like that. There's all different types of cells like the dendritic cells, by the way. But by supercharging them, they're able to respond to just a little smidgen of an antigen, whereas before they needed a whole bunch of those antigens to respond, to activate. So essentially what the new focus in cancer treatment is going to be, and you're going to see an explosion of research, and this is all good news. The research is going to be not on the cancer cell, but on the immune cell.
Yeah, I love it.
How do we supercharge those dendritic cells, the T cells, the B cells? How do we supercharge them so that they can recognize the cancer cells, they can reestablish their communications, and successfully not just treat, but cure, to get rid of those foreign cells? You know why it works? Because your immune system does one thing, and it does one thing well. It kills and gets rid of foreign gunk.
Right.
Foreign cells. And guess what? That's what cancer cells are.
We're coming to the end of the show. I want to throw something out there that I've always believed very strongly. So, and then I can put my foot in my mouth because I'm not a doctor. But I really strongly believe that raising body temperature, using saunas and stuff like that, increases production of enzymatic cascades that are designed to boost the immune system. When you think about illness, you run a fever.
There's a reason for that. There's a reason you have a fever, right?
And I have been a big proponent of saunas for many years because I strongly believe that if you raise your body temperature even 1 degree for 10 or 15 minutes, over the course of weeks and months, you can actually turbocharge your immune system to fight disease.
And doesn't it make sense? I mean, we already innate in all of us is this incredible system called the immune system that is already in place to not just treat things, but to cure. When you get a bacterial pneumonia, and if you catch it early, your immune system gets rid of that gunk in your lungs completely.
And you don't even know it.
And you don't even know it. It happens a lot.
Right.
So you already have inside of you the best defense. You already have inside of you the cure for many, many
disease,
different things.
Right.
Your immune system is there for that reason. It kills and gets rid of.
But you know what the problem is? The problem is, to come full circle to the beginning of the interview, we are bombarding our body.
There you go.
with agents, damaging agents that are constantly suppressing and confusing and screwing us up. And your immune system will function better the more efficiently you remove these toxins from your environment.
Absolutely. And there's no, back to the, just to quickly end on those organophosphates again, you bring up a good point. Some of your listeners might be saying, well, if I do the urine test, or I do the urine test for my child, and the organophosphates are showing up as positive at high amounts, remember those six metabolites, make sure you check all six. But if they're coming back positive, the question is, well, how do I get rid of the organophosphates? Well, unfortunately, we don't have an easy way to get rid of them. The good news, organophosphates are metabolized pretty quickly by the body. So essentially, it's not about really getting rid of them. It's about avoiding them at the source.
Right.
That's really the key thing. If you avoid the ingestion of the organophosphates, they will leave your body. Unfortunately, we're always going to have some, because that's the toxic environment we live in. Just like all of us have some heavy metals in us, that's just the way it is.
Right.
But we can control it. It's not really about how you get rid of them. It's how you avoid them in the first place. That really needs to be the
focus. There you go. Okay. All right. We've come to the end of the interview. Dr. Smith, thanks so much for coming on today.
My pleasure.
This is a very, very good subject. And we're probably going to do another show in this vein. I've got some ideas anyway.
Okay, great.
Thanks for listening today to Superhuman Radio. And we will see everybody tomorrow with another live episode.